Following the performance of the Tannhäuser Overture in 1846 by the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra conducted by Felix Mendelssohn, Richard Wagner is studying the reviews in the Leipzig papers.
Featuring my Tannhäuser Overture in a benefit concert for the Gewandhaus Orchestra's sick and impoverished members was commendable. But what are the reviewers up to? They're attacking my composition with unconcealed joy like vultures. And then they judge the whole opera by a single mangled fragment. Mendelssohn didn't conduct my overture. Oh no, he drove a coach and horses through it at a preposterous pace. Only the reviewer from the New Journal for Music is honest enough to admit that the poor performance may have somewhat contributed to the general disapproval. But then what does he do next? He doesn't blame the conductor. He blames me, the composer, and the complexity of the piece. There's only one way to respond to those Philistines. Right, next one. Someone's written here, an obsession with showmanship and the relentless use of orchestral forces spoilt our enjoyment. And it continues. The moaning, groaning and whining were incessant. You run the risk of doubting the aesthetics and taste of a composer who so persistently keeps the listeners in such an uncomfortable disposition. We've not seen or heard anything by the composer and his works. Right, gentlemen. Try hearing this. In this overture, Wagner doesn't give us any music, or at least proper music. I'll show you what proper music is. The restrained applause was met with strong opposition. Haven't you got anything else to write? By God! The composer has no honour in his native city.